Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we continue the halachas of opening packages. And in Yetzer Hashem, this will be the last shiur on opening packages. When it comes to packages of plastic cups, plastic plates, plastic forks, so it's mutter to rip that plastic open because it's a destructive matter. And also you have the Shulchan Arav, that's one guf. And you also, we said that the Chaya Adam, who's matir, mekalkel, mokim tzarech Shabbos, applies to here also, even though it's not food items. But since it's Tzarech Shabbos, it's mutter to rip open this package of cups or package of plates. There are some who say that if you have nice glass cups and you don't really need plastic cups, could be it's not Tzarech Shabbos at all. But L'chaira, in a case where you're used to using plastic cups and you don't have enough glass cups, it's Pashut, you let it open up this plastic cups on Shabbos because it's called Tzarech Shabbos. The same thing when it comes to newspapers on Shabbos. It has to be newspapers that you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Not every newspaper is mutter to read on Shabbos. But for example, let's say you want to read the Torah section of the Yated Naaman, which is definitely mutter to read on Shabbos. So you're allowed to rip open that plastic on Shabbos. That's called Tzarech Shabbos. Like we said, that anything, even if it's not food, if it's Tzarech Shabbos, then it's mutter. Now, garbage bags that are attached to each other, a lot of times you have a roll of garbage bags, they're all attached to each other. They have to be cut where it's perforated. That's also to do on Shabbos. That's called Kriya, it's called Tearing in Derech Tikkun, and it's also to do on Shabbos. And not only that, Pashtus, when you have one garbage bag, a lot of times when they fold it up or they roll it up, it gets stuck to each other. That also should be detached before Shabbos. But on that, the Sefer B'nai Avraham brings down that there could be a makom to make on such a case. It's not Pashut. There are some who say clearly it's Aser. Simchon Ben Kohen, his Sefer says clearly that it's Aser. But he says over here in his Sefer that it's mutter. He says why? He says, in response to our inquiry about the nature of the connections at the sides of the folded garbage bags, the Glad garbage bag company explained by email that the connections are not formed intentionally. They explained that when the bags are cut during manufacturing, pressure from the blade causes some tacking together of the bags, or what they refer as perf tacking. And in this case, they're saying it's no problem of Korea, since it's not really, it was there Shloi B'Kavana, and therefore he wants a Taina, it's not a problem of Korea, but it's not Pashut such a heter, and therefore L'chatchila, you should try to detach the garbage bags before, or in a case where they're separate garbage bags, they're just stuck together. Since they are matirim, you can ask your child, a katan, to put it into the garbage bag. And a makam covered abrias, where you have nowhere to put the garbage. So then also, you can open that bishinu, you open that garbage bag bishinu, because they are matirim, and therefore, you could open a bishinu, you're like sticking your elbow in by opening the garbage bag to break open, do it in a way it's a shinu, then that would be fine to do, because since they are matirim, we say it was intentionally attached, that's fine. But again, this is only a heter for the garbage bag itself that's it's unintentionally attached to each other. But if it's two bags that attach to each other, that for sure is a problem to rip that apart. That's for sure a problem. It's mamash a tikkun. Now, if you have a box of grape juice or of water bottles, you have a box, you know, of Poland Spring water. Are you allowed to open that box? So l'chaira, there is maybe a makom to open that box if it's glued together. Why? Because it's made to be open. But l'maisa, a lot of times that's made to stay for a long time, more than 7 days. And therefore, the way you open the box is by destroying the box, and then that will be mutter, because mutter destroys something, makom tzarech Shabbos. Here, getting the grape juice out, or getting the water out, is a tzarech Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter to destroy the box in order to get those bottles of grape juice or water out of the box.